I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's subject, how and why the media tricks you. I'm going to start with a story that came out last year, September of 2007, regarding acupuncture. A study called Acupuncture Eases Low Back Pain. Patients report more pain relief from acupuncture than conventional treatment. Acupuncture proved to be more effective than conventional lower back pain treatments in a new study, but it was no more effective than a sham needle procedure. The German study compared outcomes among 1,162 patients with chronic low back pain treated with traditional Chinese acupuncture, sham acupuncture, or a conventional approach to treating back pain using drugs, physical therapy, and exercise. The study is the largest investigation of acupuncture versus conventional non-surgical treatment for lower back pain ever reported. Acupuncture represents a highly promising and effective treatment option for chronic back pain. Patients experience not only reduced pain intensity, but also reported improvements in the disability that often results from back pain, and therefore in their quality of life. 85% of people will suffer from low back pain at some point in their lives. The pain may last for a few days or continue as chronic low back pain for months and years. While a recent review of research showed acupuncture to be useful for the treatment of low back pain when given in addition to other therapies, the latest study was designed to determine if acupuncture is an effective treatment on its own. Acupuncture was delivered in 10 30-minute sessions conducted over 6 weeks. Patients who received conventional treatments had a similar number of total treatments, which included exercise, pain medication, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The acupuncture groups were allowed to use medication for acute episodes of back pain only, and they could use them no more than 2 days a week during the treatment period. Traditional acupuncture involved inserting needles at fixed points and depths on the body and manipulating the needles in accordance with ancient Chinese practice. With the sham treatment, the needles were inserted in the lower back at shallower depths at non-acupuncture points, and the needles were not manipulated. Patients who got the traditional and sham acupuncture treatments were almost twice as likely to report treatment-related responses 6 months later as patients who did not have acupuncture. Sham acupuncture works. Several earlier studies involving patients with chronic pain have shown similar benefits for traditional and sham acupuncture. A 2005 analysis of 33 back pain studies did show a treatment advantage for traditional acupuncture, but a researcher involved in the analysis says more recent studies challenge this finding. The evidence as a whole suggests that the benefits of true acupuncture over sham acupuncture are almost clinically irrelevant. The reasons for this are not really clear. It may be that putting the needles anywhere stimulates some sort of analgesic effect. Acupuncture is still considered an alternative treatment for low back pain in the United States, but this is no longer the case in Germany. Based on findings from the newly reported study, it is now covered by state health insurance. Acupuncture is clearly a useful treatment for low back pain, even if we don't understand why. Just because we cannot explain exactly the mechanism by which a treatment works doesn't mean that it doesn't work. That was a quote from the person doing the survey. I was sitting in a boring computer class last fall and surfing the internet for news when I saw this story. Fortunately, I was reading an honest news source, KFWB, who told the whole story, which is very much like the one that I just read to you. But when I got home and put on the TV, I was disappointed by the news coverage of this study, which only reported the defeat of Western medicine by acupuncture. On two different stations, they purposely left out the most significant part of the story, that sham acupuncture gave exactly the same results as real acupuncture. The most likely explanation for the superiority of acupuncture, sham or real, is the placebo effect, which has been well documented by scientific studies. But TV news stations compete viciously with each other for survival, that's ratings. It is very sad to see our journalism, one of the proud foundations of our country, become the sad institution that it is today. Truth is secondary, but don't get caught in an outright lie. Entertainment is all that matters, and getting butts on the couch. That is why the media, whether video, print, or other, sensationalizes anything out of the ordinary. Alternative medicine, pseudoscience, car chases, and slices of toast with an image of the Virgin Mary are what keeps people glued to their sets. Also, anything to do with celebrities, politics, religion, and especially with race are sure bets. And while we're talking about the Virgin Mary stories, I have a question. How do they know what she looks like? As far as I know, no one has any idea what she looks like. So how do these people know that their pizza slice looks like the Virgin Mary? The media are supposed to be trained in investigative reporting. Some of them certainly must have had questions cross their mind. But you notice that they never come out and ask the person any question that would challenge their credibility. Religion, like race, are taboo subjects in our politically correct society and are granted special status. The entire event is always treated with utmost respect and credulity. They may laugh because it appeared on a slice of pizza, but they don't laugh at the idea. Why do you think the media never asks? Why do you think they never question the person about anything other than the most innocuous details, like where it was found? Another case of journalistic integrity, that phrase is fast becoming an oxymoron, journalistic integrity, happened in Florida where a teacher was supposedly fired for wizardry, for making a match disappear in front of his class. This story served its purpose as it went nationwide. Had they done any investigation, as was done after the fact, they would have discovered the real reasons for the teacher's dismissal. But those reasons were rather boring and wouldn't have made the local news. One of the most popular ways to get into the news in today's world is through the television talk show. And one of the biggest players in that field is Oprah Winfrey. I admit that I didn't watch her show much. What little I knew of her was that she seemed very gullible to New Age ideas. Then I saw a video of her on YouTube where she had a guest on who was discussing spiritualism. Oprah is a strong believer in everyone being able to find their own spirituality and in being very tolerant of other people's beliefs. The video then showed her being harassed by a female fundamentalist Christian who started quoting scripture. Oprah tried to defuse the woman politely, but the woman was determined to preach her sermon. Finally, Oprah told her that she was not going to argue religion with her. I have to admit, I now have a great deal of respect for Oprah Winfrey. Even though her and I do not agree on spirituality, we both agree on each other's right to believe what we want. Her spiritualism, whatever that may entail, is certainly a huge step forward from the fundamentalist Christianity, which is very similar in attitude to fundamentalist Islam. I want to clarify that many Muslims and Christians are not fundamentalists. They tend to be more like Oprah, tolerant of others, with no desire to go hurt or kill people with whom they disagree, and they don't try to force their beliefs onto others. Dr. Phil is another popular talk show host. He was interviewing a father who wanted his child back from foster parents. Dr. Phil had an expert in the front row whose job it is to support everything that Dr. Phil says. So this expert chimed in that this man may have been the biological father, But the foster parent is the one who raised the child and gave him love and took care of him. That is what it means to be a father. Now, I get the expert's point, but you can't redefine words to make them mean what you need them to mean. This man was the father in the real sense of the word, regardless of how clever this expert can be at playing word games. But then Dr. Phil surprised me on a show several weeks later. He had on a famous guest named James von Prague. Von Prague communicates with the dead. I read where one skeptic scolded Dr. Phil for selling out by allowing von Prague on his show. I had a different take. I understand that he needs to compete and provide entertainment. I watched the show to see how he handled this guest, and to my surprise, Dr. Phil made it clear that he was skeptical. It's true that he went along with von Prague and didn't really challenge him, but then I didn't really expect him to. The fact that he stated up front how he felt was good enough for me. I don't really consider that selling out, although it would be great if people like von Prague were in jail where they belong instead of earning obscene sums of money on national TV shows. Speaking of von Prague, a few days later he appeared on a morning television news show. Now, when people watch Oprah or Dr. Phil, they understand, or they should understand, that these are entertainment shows. But when people tune in to the news, that lends a certain credibility to the guest and their views. The format of this show was three newswomen interviewing von Prague, who did his usual bit about seeing their dead mother standing right behind them. After a few minutes of this sham, he had the one in the middle in tears. All three seemed to be totally gullible to this con artist. The point here is that people take this a lot more seriously than simple entertainment TV. This is just pure sensationalistic journalism designed to attract viewers, and the truth be damned. Next item, Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey appeared on Good Morning America and made a bunch of erroneous claims about vaccines. That vaccines contain antifreeze, ether, and hydrochloric acid that will destroy tissue on direct contact. First of all, there is no antifreeze in any vaccine, nor is there any ether. Regarding the hydrochloric acid, vaccines are pH neutral. It wouldn't matter what acids were in the vaccine. If the vaccine is pH neutral, it is neither acidic nor alkaline. When you have no facts, do what irrationals always do. Appeal to emotion. That's what Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey were using their celebrity to do, to appeal to emotion. Why does the media not present the truth? By now it should be clear. It's all about ratings, not about truth. Another item, UFOs and the media. Here's a headline I pulled off the internet recently. Secret UFO files released to the public. The men were air traffic controllers. Experienced, calm professionals. Nobody was drinking. But they were so worried about losing their jobs that they demanded their names be kept off the official report. Obviously, all those statements are designed to give credibility to the report. First, the reference to air traffic controllers. Everyone considers them very responsible, honest, intelligent people. Second, experienced, calm professionals, designed to give you the impression that these are not impressionable rookies, not easily excitable, and trained professionals, not amateurs. The statement, nobody was drinking, so that you will think there are no altered states of consciousness involved. Never. And finally, the last part about keeping their names off the official report, that was put in to throw in the old argument about the evil, vengeful government that threatens all of them. This will rope in the conspiracy theorists. According to Nick Pope, a UFO expert who helped the Ministry of Defense investigate the phenomena, the most common reasons for UFO sightings are aircraft lights, bright stars and planets, satellites, meteors, airships, and things like that. Let's see if our guest, Rufus, has anything that she would like to add to the show at this time.
Hello.
Hi there.
I think that the media, being a corporate media, you know, as even like with the acupuncture, you know, it's the pharmaceutical company, of, you know, that is not going to allow anything work that they can't make money off of.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. You have the pharmaceuticals. We don't have, you know, a state government-run health program. It's all about the money, and it's all about sensationalism, like you said. And it's about dumbing down America. It's not that Americans want to see this stuff. It's that they have even been convinced and sold on that that's what they want to see, because there's money in it. So I think that, you know, Americans, especially Americans, they need to just turn off the television for 1 week.
Have you ever seen the salaries that are listed for those news people? They're like movie stars.
I don't want to see them. But, no, I don't want to see their salaries. I could only imagine what they would be. Because that's all they are. They're not journalists. They're actors. They're puppets. They're told what to say and what not to say.
Isn't that funny when the weather people come on and they all claim that they're meteorologists? And what you just said is true. You don't need a meteorologist. All you need is an actor or an actress. We don't care if you're a meteorologist. Just tell us what the meteorologist told you. And yet they're all, you know, they all claim they have all these meteorology degrees. Like, that matters to us.
Yes. I mean, anyone can look out the window and tell you if it's raining.
Very true. And that's about how accurate they are, too. If they can't look out the window and see the rain, they've got as much chance as you and I of predicting it.
No, but seriously, I don't mean to interrupt, but the media in this, is the corporate media is just you know, playing their role as they are being instructed to just destroy our country, our democracy. You know, it's been in place for decades, and, you know, it's sad to have to sit and watch it, you know, all play out before your eyes. And, you know, I don't know, you know, it's going to take the American public, you know, to smarten up and to realize that, you know, that they're just being taken, they're just being sold snake oil, so to speak.
It's amazing that they don't ever get that picture. They just stay dumb.
I remember once, I don't know if you remember it. It's been back five, maybe even longer than that, when the man that wore the space suit in Florida was going to produce the first clone, the first baby that was made.
That was that cult?
Yeah. And they were actually, I remember that lady on Fox News sitting there interviewing that man in his space suit. And it was like a serious interview. I'm like, I cannot believe I am seeing this.
That's exactly the point of the whole show, and you hit it right on the head. They will play it straight. They act like it's real news because this is how they get people to tune in, and they're competing with the other stations, and if they don't do it, the other guy will, and everyone will watch the guy in the space suit. They will get the ratings, and then they will get the sponsors and advertisers, and the other people will be off the air. So I know why they do it. It's just really sad. Well, you mentioned something really good earlier about it being corporate, because I think that happened about 25 years ago from what I heard, that the corporations took over the news. That should never have been allowed.
No. I don't have statistics in front of me, but, you know, there's only probably, a few people that own corporate media. And corporate media, the people who own corporate media also own, what, Coca-Cola, Disney. I mean, you know, everything, our gas, our oil, you know, our power, you know, everything. And the pharmaceutical companies. And, I mean, I think that it's just the public is not educated. And I don't, you know, it's, I don't know how to do it. I mean, you're doing your part in educating the public.
Have you studied much about the vaccine controversy that's so big right now?
I haven't really myself sat down and really studied it. I have read some, and I have heard other people, you know, with different, you know, conspiracy theories and just, you know, this or the other, argue back and forth about vaccines.
And the purpose of this show, as it's stated, is to improve critical thinking skills. When you are faced with something like this, how do you know who's telling you the truth? Here you've got Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy leading a bunch of people making claims, and then you've got the medical establishment saying a bunch of things. So how do you know who's telling you the truth? And what you have to do is you have to get past thinking with your emotions and look at the evidence. And also another thing that really tips me off is if I find one side that is lying. That, for me, is a huge red flag. Once one side starts lying, it's going to be very hard for me to accept anything they say as truthful. Even if they don't lie, even if they just disagree, then how do you know which side is right? And that's why you have to look at the evidence. And so one side will make a claim. They'll say this vaccine is safe. Another side will make a claim and they'll say this vaccine has killed people. And so then you have to look at, well, then let's see your proof. You prove it's safe. You prove it's killing people. And then you have to weigh the evidence. And that's where critical thinking comes in, because you have to weigh what is really evidence. If you're not interested in a subject, then why pursue it? Like Bigfoot. Maybe you don't care about Bigfoot. Maybe you don't care about vaccines. You can't care about everything. There's not enough time in your life to investigate everything. That's why you have to learn where to go to get good information, and you've got to learn how to weigh the evidence that you do get. But when people start making appeals to emotion or appeals to celebrity as their evidence, any critical thinking person will recognize those as logical fallacies and dismiss them. It doesn't matter who the celebrity is. It doesn't matter if it's Einstein. And it doesn't matter about the appeal to emotion. Sure, emotionally you may want one thing to be true or the other thing to be true, but it doesn't matter what you want. What matters is what's the truth. So you have to disregard appeals to emotion and appeals to celebrity. And there are lots of other logical fallacies that you have to learn to use in weighing evidence. And if you go to my website, theskepticarena.com, there are links on that website to other critical thinking websites where you can study the logical fallacies and how to apply them. So what do you think about Von Prague, James Von Prague? Have you ever seen him perform?
I can't say that I've seen him perform by name. I have seen people and who, you know, have made the claim that they speak to the dead, and I've seen people on talk shows.
Have you seen Sylvia Brown?
Yeah. Yes, I've seen Sylvia Brown, yeah.
I have an interesting question for people out there who are Christians. In the Bible, God specifically says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Now, I'm glad that Christians are no longer killing witches. Don't get me wrong. I don't want them to start that up again. But the question still lingers, if God told you not to suffer a witch to live, which means to kill witches, which was the justification for burning witches in Europe and America just a few hundred years ago, why do you not follow God's orders now? And again, I don't want you to start following them. I'm glad you don't. But I'm just wondering why. Why you don't follow God's orders. And there's another verse in the Bible. And if you go to my website, once again, theskepticarena.com, you can find a page that lists books. It's called Neo's Favorites. And many of the books listed, well, all of the books listed there have book reports done on them. And that includes the Quran and the Bible. So if you want to find the exact verses that I'm referring to, you can find them that way. But the second verse is specifically God talks about necromancers. Necromancers are people who talk to the dead. And so once again, my question to Christians is, your Bible, your God, tells you about these people, that they're evil. And yet, these people, James von Prague and Sylvia Brown, are filthy rich because of the huge numbers of people that contact them. Now, we know that 75% of the United States is Christian. That means that a great number of the people who are calling these necromancers, von Prague and Brown and others, have to be Christians. And I'm wondering how they reconcile that with their faith, because these people are definitely not on God's good list.
They're frauds, too, also. Also fraud. Does it say anything in the Bible what to do with fraud? You allow, if you allow a thief to, if you catch someone, a thief, and you don't turn them in, that you are no better than the thief. So, I mean, I guess you could, a fraud and a thief are the same in essence.
Okay, I'm going to wind up the show now with a couple of quotes. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up, Rufus, but I want to thank you for your contribution to the show. I thought it was very insightful, many of the things you added to the show.
Okay, and I hope that, you know, by listening to your show and reading, you know, going to your website, that I will improve my critical skills, because they have been dampened over the past couple of years, what I've had to been drug through. And I hope to get them back soon, so you bear with me.
Well, if you ever have a question on anything that you read or see from my site, like if you follow a link to another site, feel free to email me, and I'll, you know, help as much as I can.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for being part of the show, and now let's go to the great skeptical quotes. Today I have two. The first one is a man named Austin Dacey. He is a philosopher who earned his doctorate in 2002 in philosophy. He serves as a representative to the United Nations for the Center of Inquiry, a think tank concerned with the secular scientific outlook. He is also on the editorial staff of Skeptical Inquirer and Free Inquiry magazines. His writings have appeared in numerous publications, including the New York Times, USA Today, and Science. Here is his quote. Secular values can turn a civilization inside out. In post-Christian Europe, entire nations have been plunged into endemic health, skyrocketing education, and hopelessly low rates of violent crime. The second famous person is Ayn Rand, born 1905, passed in 1982, age of 77. Ayn Rand was a Russian-born American novelist, philosopher, playwright, and screenwriter. She is widely known for her best-selling novels, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, and for developing a philosophical system she called objectivism. Ayn Rand's quote, and this is short, so pay attention. Judge and prepare to be judged. Let's compare that to the Bible. The Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged, or words to that effect. The Bible tells you not to judge others, because doing so will likely result later in you being judged. We could argue all day long over the nuances and meanings of the word judge. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to assume the meaning that most of us would when we use the word judge. It is generally used to mean analyze. The act of judging is the act of analyzing. In our society, it has become politically correct to say, don't be judgmental. Are they saying, don't be analytical? No. What they are really saying is, do not criticize. No one is ever going to complain because you are giving them too many compliments. What they really mean is, do not criticize me. Religion has never tolerated criticism. Science, on the other hand, invites it. The punishment for challenging religion is well known to all of us. In the 21st century, the criticism of religion has become bolder and more common, as religion has had to back away from its practices in the past that it used to control dissent, such as crusades, inquisitions, witch burnings, etc. But make no mistake, dissent is not encouraged. If you try to dissent in the Muslim world, I think we have all heard about what happens there. Heresy and blasphemy are still on the books, and the penalty, death, is still enforced. And as the Dutch cartoonist learned, it is enforced against foreigners who don't even live in their countries. In the world we live in today, religion is finally being exposed to the same criticism as science and all other human activities. People do judge. They analyze, and if they feel it's warranted, they criticize. That is called thinking and expressing yourself. Ayn Rand hit the nail right on the head with her quote, "Judge and prepare to be judged." Everyone judges. It's called thinking. Everyone criticizes when they feel justified. It's called freedom of expression. And everyone judges their judger, as is their right.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.